Good afternoon and welcome into Woods and Water, South Carolina. It is the next to last show of 2019. Christmas show. Can you believe 2019 is like poof, gone?
No, I can't.
So much happened this year. I mean, think about all this happened this year.
It's true, yeah.
Emma, you had Major League Fishing start up. Bass was, you know, devoid of people, and they filled in, and what we thought was going to happened. You had New Stars Rise. Brandon Cobb, you know, won Lake Hartwell and Texas. And, in our family, your older sister graduated college.
Got married.
Teaching. All you kids down at Chandler Middle
Ralph
School.
Ralph Tindler.
Right in Simpsonville, you have my daughter for sixth grade math. Be careful. I don't know if you saw that or not, Taylor. There's a t-shirt out there that I thought was appropriate for you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It said...
for me?
Yeah, for you. Because, I mean, Jordan's married. She's got her protector. But it says, yes, I'm a stubborn daughter, but not yours. I am the property of a freaking awesome dad. He was born in June. He's a bit crazy and scares me sometimes, but he knows more than he says, thinks more than he speaks, and notices more than you realize. He loves me so much, and if you mess with me, the beast in him will awaken, and I'll never find your body.
Oh, boy.
Didn't that just fit you?
Oh, yes. So, I am stubborn, yeah. And you are crazy.
Yeah, I'm a beast if somebody awakens me, right? And then, okay, so Jordan gets married. She's teaching. You, second year of doing your Shimano marketing stuff. Looks like in 2020 you're going to be traveling some more.
Yeah.
If things
work
out.
There's some exciting things coming.
There's some things coming. Huge news this week. We have another boy in the family. We are drawing even, folks. We have the guy and... The guys on the Mets side, well, I guess for years, mom was outnumbered 3-1.
Yeah.
So she put in her time, but then she had 5 granddaughters. So she was up 6-3 at one point. 6-3. How's that work? Because we were at 8. So it was 3-1. And then she had 3 granddaughters. So that's 4. 2 daughter-in-laws, and then 2 more. Okay, yep. That's how we get to 8. Okay. 3 on Paul's side, 2 on my side, yep. And then 2 daughter-in-laws. So it was 8-3 for years, and then then we had Michael, got married, so it's 8-4.
Yep.
And then we had Daniel, married into the family, 8-5. And now my brother Paul is a granddaddy. My parents are great-grandies. I'm a great crazy uncle, and you're an aunt.
Because,
ish. Aunt-ish.
Yep.
Okay. Because we have Micah,
yep.
Who was born Tuesday morning this past week in Anoka, Minnesota. They live up there. Michael is a research doctor. And Lauren, I'm amazed they have survived in Minnesota. They actually enjoyed it. The cold and everything out there, and a little bit of a heat wave this weekend. I think it's in the, like, 30s.
Yep.
Heat wave in northern Minnesota. But, yeah, so we're drawing even, folks. We're at 8-6. We're down 2. We'll have to see if we ever pull even or we always stay in the minority. Is this the stuff y'all talk about at Christmas, too, like we do? We're just...
Yeah, we... This is our Christmas.
This is
our Christmas and Thanksgiving.
That's right. Oh, and going back and telling stories. Not what that's what the holidays are for. So it's been a big year. It's going to be a big year next year. 2020 is going to be big. I guess we go ahead and announce it. Do we tell them what's happening January 4th?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's my birthday.
Oh, this. Oh, that's Angelo's birthday. I'm sorry. We left out the most important thing. Our engineer Angelo Mack. His birthday is January 4th. Happy early birthday, Angelo.
So our big news is we're going to be throwing a party for Angelo. But our other big news.
Beginning, and it's been in the works for a couple of years. Seriously, I've always thought about it, but seriously working on it for this year. If you enjoy this program here on 94.5 WGTK FM in Greenville, which is our home station, will always be our home station And we love it here. We have had a great, like Angelo right here, interjecting himself in his birthday. I mean, that's just the way we are. We just have a good time, and they are great to work with. I go all the way back to 2014 when Lori Knobloch, who was the sales lady I was working with at the time, she wanted a year's contract, and I couldn't commit to a year's contract. And I went out and got some advertising sponsors for half a year, and I said, Lori, I said, I just can't do it. I can't get with 6 months. She goes, okay, we'll do a 6 month contract. And here we are, like 6 years later. But this is our home station. But in going forward after January the 4th, if you're rolling down I-26, now you can get this show above Asheville. You can get the show over to Rock Hill. You can get the show to Athens, Georgia. And if you're rolling down I-26 and you start to lose it there, Ballantyne, Broad River Road in Columbia, well, going forward, you can pick us up on 100.7 and listen to us all the way down through like St. Matthew. So we're expanding in the Richland, Lexington counties, and peripherals. You can pick up, you'll be able to hear us out on Lake Murray, and then east towards Sumter a little bit, west towards Sumter a little bit. But yeah, exciting.
Very exciting.
Expansion. It's good. And I'd like one more market in South Carolina. That would truly let us be, the hub for the outdoors in South Carolina. So yeah, 100.7 starting January the 4th. You can pick us up, and I believe they also mirror on 1420 AM. So if you can't reach the FM side. And you can always pick us up on the GTK app on your phone that you can download, which is free. You can go to their website, 945theanswer.com, and it's got a little listen live link up there on the top right hand. You can click that, and whatever program is going on, you can listen right there on your computer. So you can always find us that way, but if you're just in your car and rolling down and scanning FM stations and you start losing to Columbia, don't give up hope. You can now get us for another 50 miles. So that's the big news. Woods and Water South Carolina expanding into Richland and Lexington counties on down I-26, and we're looking forward to maybe finishing that expansion into Charleston here shortly. Maybe. Maybe not. Might stop. Might go east. Might go west. But I'd like to go south. So, big news, big year. Been a good year. We've covered a lot of ground. You've become more involved here.
I have. It's been really, a good experience. I don't want to give it up anytime soon.
Well, you're welcome to, as long as school allows. That's what we've got to work in here, folks, when you're working with a co-host who's 15.
Which I don't think many people can relate to.
I don't know. We all remember what it was like to be 15, whether we, had a good time at 15 or not, we don't know. But, we had to work through school schedule. We have been grounded, kind of, so to speak, by Mom with the travel thing, because we flew off to Texas to go fishing and that whole fiasco. But travel...
We won't get into that story.
Yeah, but travel is good through breaks. I think we're planning to go, we're going to visit Ashco this summer. Got a swing up to the north for a couple of things. It's going to be a good one. Got the bat. We're going to cover that later. What we're going to do in the next segment is we're going to pretty much take next year and kind of lay it out for you. Where all we're going to go, what all is going on, some of the places we're going to go, things that you can go and be part of. So hang with us through the break, and we'll be back with more Woods and Water South Carolina on the other side. Break out in a 38 special concert here in the studio today.
Please don't.
This is for your sister. Teacher, can you teach me? I know starting shortly before Thanksgiving, she was, I just don't know what happened to my kids. They just left the classroom. They're not listening. I said, hey, it's holiday time. We all did it to our teachers. They're doing it to you. It's just what happens in school. Okay, well, 2019 is coming to an end. We got one more show next week where you're going to hear, we're going to replay the show we did with Greg Lucas on the Joe Cassie Gorges, because it is vacation time. You got some time here. You can go up there and explore the Joe Cassie Gorges. Also, because Greg's going to come back, we didn't finish that day. So Greg's going to come back in the studio. We're going to do part two on the Joe Cassie Gorges. And I kind of wanted to bring this back, refresh your memory, maybe give you some ideas to do while you're on vacation over Christmas, New Year's, and then just kind of remind you what we talked about so when we pick it up next time, it won't be so far removed, because I think we did this at the end of August. But 2020 is going to be a busy year. There is a ton of stuff going on, both in the bass fishing world, other things. There's a lot of stuff going on here in South Carolina that's available for you to get involved in. A lot of fishing tournaments. There's a lot of family events. So we're going to go through kind of the big kahuna calendar of events for next year. Big kahuna. You like that, huh? But yes, it's a lot of the things that we're going to be covering, with some background information on changes that are happening. We're going to go through some, you'll hear it. You'll figure it out. You'll find out what we're doing. So, we're going to come back with some of our travel schedule, tell you where we're going to be, hopefully some of the times, and it's just going to be good. So, as with any calendar events, brought to you by
Visit Anderson
and
Green Pond Landing.
Oh,
look at me. Look
She's learning,
at me.
Folks. She's learning. She's learning. She's come a long way this year. But anyway, all right, so start us off, because there's some news on the MLF side.
There is, yeah. We got the 80 angler roster for this Bass Pro Tour season.
Right. Yep.
So
second season.
We have their 80 anglers, like I said. We just picked out a couple that we are personally fans of because they are from South Carolina.
They're our buddies, or they're from South Carolina. Yep. Even you over the past 3 years. That you've really been following me, going along to bass tournaments and interacting with. These are guys that you have kind of relationship with too. I mean, it's not just, you're not just dragging along with my coattails. They see you coming, they say hello to you before they say hello to me. So yes.
Are
continue.
You jealous?
No, I'm not jealous at all, sweetheart. I got over being jealous about 30 years ago.
Oh boy. Anywho.
Yes.
So, we have Casey Ashley, who is from Donald, South Carolina.
Right.
Got Josh Bertrand, who is not a South Carolina guy.
But you like him.
I do yep. like him. Got Ott Defoe.
Who won last year's Bassmaster Classic up in Knoxville, who's just an absolute great guy. And if you don't know this about Ott, do you know he had heart? Did he have a transplant?
He had a transplant.
Yeah. Last year he had a transplant. Amazing story.
That
amazing
was
story.
Seeing that post on Instagram, and him and his wife didn't
and it
really
came
get
up
home.
Really quick.
It did.
And it's a tearjerker. But just a great guy.
Really good guy. And then another great guy, Mark Daniels Jr.,
who is a Z-Man pro.
He is.
From Latson, South Carolina based Z-Man. Yeah. With the Ned rig.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we do have our very own Anthony Gagliardi.
Prosperity.
From Prosperity,
that's
South Carolina.
Right. Anthony, Anthony's actually, his boat's ready, but his motor's not. This is the time everybody rolls over boats and motors, and for some reason or another, his motor's not ready yet. His boat is, though. So we're contemplating going out there and seeing how far around Lake Murray we can go on the trolling motor. Because he is running the new Garmin Force. I actually saw his boat down at Falcon the other week, and what? It's the Garmin Force. The Ghost is the Lowrance. Okay.
Okay.
So it's really cool, but they're saying these new brushless motors are actually going to go like 5 to 6 miles an hour, and they don't have a comparison yet to the old ones, the 36 volt Ultrex or whatever Fortrex models. But these new motors are really supposed to be hot, which is going to cause a problem trying to keep up with some of these guys on the water. When they get on the trolling boat and start burning down the bank, throwing a buzz bait like a Mr. Brandon Cobb will do, it's going to be hard to keep up with him.
Not throwing any shade on anybody.
No. But yeah, Anthony's just been a great friend to me and to you, and just an awesome guy. And I got an article here about Falcon Boats, and it references their relationship with Anthony. If we get a chance, we'll get to it.
Another good friend we have, Mr. Andy Montgomery.
From Blacksburg, South Carolina.
I love going to his house. I get presents. I get a big box full of
baits. This is what I mean by they like Taylor more than they like me. You get Taylor a bunch of stuff, they look at me and go, if you can get some of that from her, have at it. I never see any of it. But yeah, Andy's a great one. If you don't know much about Andy, just a really good guy. Likes cows. Building a cattle brand, and it's just, I enjoy being around Andy a lot.
Yeah.
And he'll say exactly what's on his mind, irregardless of company. So just beware.
We got another friend right on the road from us, Marty Robinson.
Marty, yep. Marty's on the MLF tour again. Harris is.
I think he likes me more than you too.
I think he does too.
Maybe just a little bit.
Yep.
I know Iris does.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She does.
We've got Jacob Prosnick and Brian Thrift.
There's a name that's going to – people are going to kind of cant your head to one side and go, Brian Thrift, MLF? Yeah, I mean, it's – she's got a little more on that, so just bear with us. She's got a little more on why Thrift's name is over there on MLF.
I do. But first, there's two of those newcomers, Brian Thrift being one of them.
Right.
But we have David Dudley.
Yep.
Who came from FLW side. He was 2019 FLW Tour Angler of the Year.
Right.
He is the first in FLW history to win 4 AOI trophies.
Pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
And then you got Thrift. Do you know what's Thrift's nickname?
What is it? Tell us.
Oh, come on. Smoke? Brian Thrift is known as Smoke.
Hmm.
And then this because Smoke on the Water, because he likes to smoke a cigarette every once in a while. That's how he got his nickname. So, yeah, what's Thrift doing over here on MLF?
Well, he just came from winning the FLW Cup in August.
Oh, I was there. His first cup after so many years, he finally got his cup win.
He has a very impressive record, let me just say.
Yeah, he's consistency got is his...
That's one thing, looking over his resume, is just the consistency of the wins, the top 10s, top 5s, career winnings. He's impressive. I'm excited to see what he does over here on Bass Pro Tour.
Well, the Bass Pro Tour is 80 anglers. Now you got 82. What happened there? Why do you have two new guys on MLF when there's only supposed to be 80 in there?
Well, that's because we have... two people returning to Bassmaster.
Oh, okay.
And that is for some of those big fans of the G-Man.
The G-Man.
He is coming back to Bassmaster. He and Brandon Polinick are going to be returning through a Legends exemption.
Okay.
And that is because they were Angler of the Year. Gerald Swindle was 2004 through 2016, and Brandon Polinick was 2017.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Polinick wasn't, but like 12 years old in 2007.
17.
Young guy. But yeah, that's it's something that there's a Legends exemption on the Elite side, and those two guys wanted to come back to the Elites. I mean, if they both said they enjoyed their year on the MLF tour. But, you know, if you've ever seen Gerald Swindle walk the stage at an Elite event.
The personality he brings to an average weigh-in is insane.
It's anywhere. He renames the lakes according to how bad the fishing is. And then Lulu, his wife, I mean, she writes an inspirational message on his sandwich every day during a tournament.
If you want to get a good laugh, go follow either Lulu or Gerald on Instagram. Yep. She will post the encouraging notes she has on his sandwich bags.
I think the Elite Series with the weigh-ins fits Gerald a lot more than the MLF style. I don't think the fishing. I think he's good enough fish either place. I just think that the way in the stage that Bass gives him, I think is where he belongs.
It is. I don't think I could go to another Bassmaster tournament without seeing him bow-legged walking across the stage.
Yeah, he came and spoke at a high school bass class event, the first one we had down in Anderson, and he gave a great keynote speech. And it is one you were there.
I was.
To this day, I can sit here and quote some of the things he said. I've got some of it saved on a video on my phone. But he says life's not fair. You're not going to get a trophy just for showing up. And he goes on to talk about these kids that come up and want scholarships or sponsors or stuff like that. And he says, you know what a 5-star athlete is? And they say, yeah, we know what that is. He says, well, that's what you got to be. You got to be that guy. You got to be the best you can be every day. And then you don't have to hunt for sponsors. Sponsors come to you. Just a great guy. All right, well, that's MLF. We got the MLF schedule. They call them stages. So stage one is Lake Eufaula, February 7th through the 12th. Lake Okeechobee, February 21 through 26th. They're going to swing out those both in Florida, of course. No, Florida's – I mean, Eufaula's Alabama. Sorry. Lake Okeechobee's in Florida. Then they're going to run over to Emory, Texas for Stage 3 at Lake Fork, March 13th through 18th. April 3 through 8, they're going to be back up on Jordan Lake, Falls Lake, Shear and Harris Reservoir in Raleigh, North Carolina, probably the closest they're going to get to here. Then they're back down to the Kissimmee Chain in Kissimmee, Florida, May 15th through the 20th for Stage 5. Stage 6, they're going to go back to Lake Winnebago, Lake Beautemont, and Green Lake and Neenah, Wisconsin, June 5th through the 10th, July the 26th to June 26th to July the 1st, St. Lawrence River, Ogdensburg, New York, and then Lake Champlain, Stage 8, Burlington, Vermont, July 21st through 26th. Keep that one in mind. That one's going to come up here later, those dates. So that's what's new on MLF. A lot going on in the others, too. Come back. We're gonna continue. We've got Bass, FLW, and then we got some stuff here in South Carolina. So hang on. More Woods and Water, South Carolina, on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. She complains about my music, but I got a little head bounce.
You know what? Here. The more I'm on this show, I mean, I know these songs. So like, the more I'm on the show, I kind of get used to it.
Well, they're good songs, too.
Yeah.
I really need to go through the list of them and change them out. But anyway, good stuff. The Outfield. Good stuff. All right. Covered MLF. Some of the changes on there. FLW this year. It is now the FLW Pro Circuit. If you missed out on this, Major League Fishing, along with a couple of partners in the industry, bought FLW back a couple of months ago. They've gone through some changes personnel-wise, changes in format, and then they went back because they tried to change it to a hybrid MLF format. They just went back to the five big fish across the stage. It is now the Pro Circuit. There is no more cup. There is an end-of-the-year tournament that is the FLW Title Championship is what they call it now. And I think that's because on the Major League Fishing side, you have the cups interspersed with some of the, like, for every two events, there's a cup. And for the, like, events one and two, down in Eufaula and Okeechobee, the top 40 guys in those two events will go fish a cup. So it's I think that's why they changed this now, the FLW Title Championship. With MLF pulling from Bass last year, Bass pulled a lot of guys from some guys from FLW, a lot of guys to open. FLW is kind of in a regrowth, I guess you'd say. It is now going to be the qualification circuit for MLF for the Bass Pro Tour. So let's go through, talk just in. In fact, I was just on the phone with Joe Apogger, who was the media relations guy with FLW. Wow. since 2014. I mean, I met him at Lake Murray, the first FLW event I covered.
He's amazing.
He was there. He's just, for a media relations guy, he is just, he's just good. And I've dealt with Bass, and the people I've dealt with the Bass are equally as good. But Joe's just, I guess because he was the first guy that I really interacted with, and he treated us so well down in Columbia, that we're gonna be talking to Joe later on this year, and some people with MLF, FLW, to try to explain a little more what's going on. But anyway, they released their schedule. They're going to be start off in Texas this year. A lot of people normally start off in Florida are starting off different places, which is kind of nice. Except we'll get back to the Florida Open here in the next one. But, yeah, FLW is January 23rd. It'll be the opening day of the Sam Rayburn. Then they come to Florida. February 20th, they're going to be in the Harris Chain. They're in Leesburg, Florida. March 19th, their third tour stop is Lake Martin. Uh-oh. My mind just left me on that one. Lake Martin, I think is it Alabama? It is. Alexander City, Alabama. I put blank for a minute. Then there, April 2nd, which is probably the second closest tournament to us. April 2nd, they were going to Cherokee Lake, which is right up above Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. It's a really neat lake. Was out on it when the elites were there, and rock formations galore, but that thing will draw down like 40 feet. It's amazing how far down. And of course, the ramp. You have to have a ramp that goes all the way. So the ramp extended down that far. But just a cool lake. Cherokee Lake, probably a lot of smallmouth going to be caught there. Then they're going to be right here, Lake Hartwell, April 23rd, for what should be a really good tournament. In April like that, could be a real heavy hitter type tournament, depending on the water temps and what kind of spring we have.
I feel like Hartwell never disappoints.
Look, they just had the Bass Team Championships down there last week. And
it's like 20.
They had a 26, a 23.
It was 27, 24, and 20.
Okay, well, I think it was 26 something.
Okay.
And 23 something, and then 21. But anyway, but I'm just saying, here we are in December, and Hartwell has given up bags like that. That was, yeah, Hartwell's a special place in bass fishing. Then May 14th, they're headed to Lake Dardanelle in Arkansas. June the 7th, they're going to be up on the Detroit River. That's going to be based out of, what's the name of the town in it's not Detroit, Trenton. Trenton, Michigan is where they're going to take off from there. And then the FLW Title Championship is going to be St. Lawrence River, Messina, New York, which is way up north. It's right up there where Waddington is and that. So there's your eight FLW Tour events this year, and it is the Pro Tour going circuit going forward. And a lot of guys that are fishing both the MLF and the elites, boy, they got their start. And the cool thing about FLW is all the feeders they've got, and that is the BFLs. We're going to have some BFL tournaments on Hartwell. They got a great college and high school program. And so FLW that organization is going to live on. And who do we have fishing it? I mean, there's 155 guys on it. That's a lot. You really have to kind of filter through to find the guys that you still know or the guys from South Carolina. So who do we have?
Well, we've got a lot of new names coming to the pro circuit this year. But a couple of the ones that we have.
A lot of rookie stars over there, aren't there?
A lot of rookie stars. But that's good.
Yes, it is.
New names. They're fresh.
That's right.
Excited to see what they're going to do. Yeah.
Yes.
So we've got Bradford Beavers from Somerville, South Carolina.
He's been around a few years. Mm-hmm. He is not a rookie.
We've got Dennis Cameron from Traveler's Rest.
Well, right, so a little, street here.
A little closer to home.
Yep.
Got John Cox from Dayberry, Florida.
And John is fishing both the FLW and the Bass Elite Series this year. John is a fishing machine.
He is.
If there's a fish to be caught, he's going to try to catch it.
I just keep remembering. John Cox, running lights, please.
John Cox, running lights,
running lights, please. Ladies and gentlemen, Cox.
That was where? What FLW event was that?
That was probably...
Is that the 17
Cup? That was
18 cup.
No, 17 cup. Was it 18?
17 on Murray.
Was it? It was.
It would have been, that's, yeah, it. 17 on Murray. Yep. John Cox pulling off from the launch with no running lights on. So, John Cox, running lights, please. John Cox, running light, please. just etched in your memory, isn't it?
Never ever forget that. Then we've got Ron Farrow from Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's another one closer to home.
Yes.
Nick Gainey from Charleston, South Carolina.
Nick's been in there a few years.
And then Jamie Horton.
Yes.
From Centerville.
Centerville.
Centerville, yes. Alabama.
Yep. And he's been around for a few years.
He has. And then a legend, the General.
The General.
Larry Nixon.
Now, you know Larry's not going to be able to fish the first couple of events.
Yep.
He's having grandpa surgery. He's having shoulder surgery. It's going to keep him out at least two tournaments, maybe three. But Larry's just a...
He'll be, knowing him, he'll be back at it next
tournament.
Oh, yeah,
he'll be there as quick as he can be there. But, yeah, the General's going to miss the first couple of tournaments of the year. And we'll look forward to seeing him out there on the water. All right, bass. Season's out. Angler rosters are out. So let's hear it. Let's Big Bass, Big Stage, Big Dreams is back again. And certainly delivered on that in 2019. The schedule we put together for 2020, Bruce Aiken says, is ready to take another giant step on that path. if you tune into Bass Live at all, and I encourage you to watch it, Bass Live is by far the best online with the crew they've got, whether you've got, you know, Tommy Sanders and Ronnie Moore, and you have Davey in there, and sometimes you have Mark Zona in there, and you got Mike Suchin in the background with his, you know, you just got a great crew. Had an opportunity to visit JM Associates and hang out in the studio there where all the Bass Live stuff takes place. It was pretty cool. Got to do that this summer. But they by far have the best online of any of them.
It's very true.
And and here's another one that's going to get pretty doggone close to here. So real quick, let's go through the schedule. They open up in Florida, Palatka, St. John's River, where they opened last year, went down and saw Patrick Walters have a great finish on Sunday. Then they're going to go to February 14th through 17th, Lake Chickamauga, Tennessee. You've got the Bassmaster Classic, the 50th Bassmaster Classic, going to Lake Gunnersville and Birmingham, Lake Gunnersville, and then host city of Birmingham, Alabama. That's March 6th through 8th. You'll be there for that one.
I will.
March 2nd through 5th, Lake Eufaula, Alabama. And then right here in South Carolina, they're going to the prop-busting lake of the South, Santee Cooper, Manning, South Carolina, April 16th through the 19th.
Bless.
Yes, that's Patrick Walters' home pond.
It is.
Be interesting to see how he finishes. May 29th through June 1st, Sabine River, Orange, Texas. June 5th through 9th, Lake Fork, Texas for Texas Fest. July 23rd, 26th, St. Lawrence River, Waddington, New York. Hang on to that one because that chimes with another one we just went through. July 30th to August 2nd, Lake Champlain. And then the Angler of the Year, August 20th through 23rd, Lake St. Clair, Macomb County, Michigan. And that's your professional fishing for the year. We'll hang on through the break. When we come back, we're going to go through a lot of the other things. Oh, we're going to go through the roster. Sorry about that, Taylor. Some of the angles on the roster. And hang on through the break. Now she's really over there tapping her leg. This is her kind of music.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome back to the last segment of Woods and Water, South Carolina. And while we did the schedule for the Bassmaster Elite, you got a few guys on the few guys that you like to follow over here.
Yeah, I do.
That I like too. Yep. Get some good guys over here.
And we've got 80 anglers on the roster for this year.
Including now who's back from MLF, the two guys that came back.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Polnick and Gerald Swindle.
All right.
So we start off with Matt Airy.
Matt, good friend right up here in Shelby, North Carolina.
And Scott Canterbury.
Who won the Angler of the Year last year on the Elite Series.
And then
Scott Hammerberry.
Scott. Oh, boy. And then we have the COBB.
Brandon Cobb. Yes.
And then Mr. Keith Combs.
Yes, who, well, they all goes, have to that do all that? Goes back to that fiasco in Texas. Go ahead.
Got Greg DePalma.
Hopefully, the next time we go fish with Keith Combs, the weather will be a little nicer. Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Greg DePalma, Seth, one of your fighter.
Greg is one of your fellow Shimano
he
guys.
He is. Great
yep.
guy.
Yep.
Really, really, really nice to talk to.
Seth, the hair fighter.
It's amazing fighter,
and
man.
And the mustache.
Don't make.
Holy smoke.
Don't make fun.
Between the two of them, he probably, I don't know. I won't go there.
Seth is amazing.
Yes.
Hair and all.
Yes, hair and all.
And we got Shane LeHue.
Yes. Shane, Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. We got Patrick Walters.
That's right.
Who will Patrick. Be fishing his home.
Home water, Santee Cooper. That'll be a really good one to watch, whether you can get out on the water and watch it or whether you watch it live. That'll be one to keep an eye on him because he's good. I went out and fished with him on Santee this past spring. And
he knows how to work.
He knows how to catch the fish on there. I would have never fished the way we fished. And I'm not going to tell you how we fished. Because there's no information rule out there right now. So even I can't give you information. Probably I could probably give you information if you're an elite guy, but there's probably none of them listening. So, but anyway, I'm not going to tell you how we caught them, but we caught them. All right, go ahead.
We got another South Carolina guy, Jason Williamson.
Jason Williamson, yes.
Who is insanely tall.
The Tower of Power.
And then we've got Chris Zaldane, who was on the show a while ago.
Yeah, last
spring.
And
his wife, Trait.
Yep. He and his wife, Trait, were both on the show. Yep.
And we've got Brandon Lester.
Brandon Lester, Tennessee. I love Brandon. The first time I met Brandon, probably would have been the 2015 Cup, Classic on Hartwell, and we talked about coon hunting during the media interview.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
During the minute, and it really, I like Brandon, just a down-to-earth guy.
That's one of those things, Dad, you can just start a conversation with anybody.
That's because all these guys like to do the same things I like to do, so it's easy. And that covers the three professional leagues. There's a lot of other things going on. We've got, goodness gracious, well, Taylor, go ahead. You got a few things that will happen the beginning of the year, and this is not all that the NWTF does, but it's just a few things you can get involved in.
Yeah, so NWTF is putting on some youth hunts this year. It's going to be at the Heritage Hunting Center.
Which is in Edgefield. That's their home. Yeah, that's their headquarters.
And it's from 10 to 17 years old. They're looking for people with limited to no experience so they can be trained fully in safety and, like, from the beginning. The hunts we've got is January 4th, 2020, and we've got February 1st and March 20th.
What happens January 4th? What kind of hunt?
They're all youth hunts.
Yeah, but
so
what are they hunting for?
Deer hunting is January 4th.
Okay.
Duck hunt is February 1st, and March 28th is turkey hunt.
Youth turkey hunt. And like I said, that is just scratching the surface of some of the youth hunts and some of the college and some of the adult stuff the National Wild Turkey Federation is doing. Just something to keep your eye on if you want to get involved in the outdoors through hunting. They're one you can talk to.
And it's a really good thing they're looking for, you know, the no experience or limited experience, because they want to start them fresh.
Yes.
And they want to have the right safety laid down for them, the respect, the rules,
the ethics,
everything.
Yes, sportsmanship. That's what they're trying to instill. If you're interested in such, and I'm going to be going on at least one of these, the South Carolina Governor's Cup Bill Fishing Series. This is the big 50, 60, 70-foot guys along with some 30s and 40-foot guys who chase the stickfish all around the coast of South Carolina. So you got May 6th through 9th, the Bowhicket, a Marina Invitational Billfish Tournament. That's on Johns Island. May 20th through 23rd is the Georgetown Blue Marlin Tournament. That's the 53rd annual Georgetown Blue Marlin Tournament in Georgetown. June 17th through the 20th is the Carolina Billfish Classic in Mount Pleasant. And they rounded out July 15th through 18th with the Edisto Invitational Billfish Tournament at Edisto Beach. And I'm looking forward to Jim Reed, a good friend of mine who works for Superior Diesel down in Charleston, has a lot to do with the Governor's Cup. And I actually ran into him. I mean, literally ran into him in the grocery store in Mount Pleasant last year at night while I was getting just a few things to go fishing the next day. He turned the corner and bam, and it's Jim Reed. I hadn't seen Jim in like 10 years since we used to do the put up or shut up fishing tournament.
Oh, those were good times.
So, going to get back involved in that. That'll be fun. So, just a little bit there for you to think about going to.
And we've got QDMA is putting on a whitetail weekend in Athens, Georgia, March 12th through 14th.
Just across the state line.
Oh, yeah.
March 12th through 14th, what are they going to do?
It's going to be a lot bunch of hands-on in field. You are going to get all the information you need. They're going to have seminars. It looks like it's going to be a good time.
Banquet and all. The USA, the 2020 Black Bass World Championship is coming to Lake Murray. November the 15th through November the 22nd, you're going to have world guys from all over the U.S. and all over countries outside the U.S. fishing down on Lake Murray for the 2020 Black Bass World Championships. Ought to be fun, and we'll be there.
A little bit more, not so on the hunting and fishing side, yeah. But...
got to look up for this one.
If you want to drive a couple hours down the road to Charleston, the Joint Base Charleston Air Expo is going to be hosting the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. That's and that right. will be 18th and 19th of April.
And side note, they're going to have the U.S. Air Force F-35 demonstration team there. So you get to see the latest and greatest in the U.S. arsenal in the F-35. And it's very seldom that you get both of them, but you have the U.S. Navy Blue Angels in Charleston in April, and in May 16th and 17th, you can turn around and go right over to Shaw Air Force Base in Sumter and see the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds. They headline the 2020 Shaw Air Expo, and no performance in South Carolina would be complete without South Carolina's very own Viper demo team, where the Thunderbirds are all about the smoke and the beauty and all that. The F-16 Viper demo is aerial combat maneuvering. It's incredible. I've seen it three times, and you won't be. And the nice thing about those two things, they're free.
They are free, yep. And this one, if you're interested in high school shooting sports, we've got the 2019-2020 First Citizens Bank Shooting Clay Tournament Series. We've already passed the first event that they've had. That was December 7th. So we've got January 11th is going to be Rocky Creek Sporting Clays in Richburg. We got February 22nd is Palmetto Shooting Complex in Edgefield. And we've got March 28th is Backwoods Quail Club in Georgetown. April 25th is state championships at the Clinton House in Clinton.
And if you're interested, this is shotgun sports for high school. It's a great thing. You know, you did NAS for so many years. We're going to get some NAS stuff coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next year you're going to hear from people on the show. I've got Mr. Bob Cobb, the legendary voice of Bassmaster, is going to be here. I'm setting up Jim Shockey to be on the show again. We've got a Clemson student, Maddie Byers, is going to join us. She's studying to be a wildlife biologist down at Clemson, and I met her in Charleston at McAllister's Deli, struck up a conversation, found out she's going to Clemson. I said, hey, you need to come on the show and talk. So she's going to be here. Goodness, we got stuff like the fishing tackle loaner program at Anderson, hiking, deer hunting public land. We're going to have all the guys on, Brandon, Brian, Casey, Andy, Patrick, whoever. Dr. Grant Woods will be back. Scott Laceless will be back. We're going to talk about Harry Hampton with Jim Goller, CCA, QDMA. Got a lot. And that didn't even touch our travel schedule.
Oh, no. It doesn't. But those events, y'all take advantage of that.
That's right. And we're going to have a 2020 is going to be a banner year here on Woods and Water South. I hope you'll be a part of it. As always, at the end of the year, we like to play the best Christmas song out there. And this is it by Alabama, Christmas and Dixie. Thanks for being a part of the show this year. Hope you continue to be a part of it. Taylor, thank you for playing a part.
Of course.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2020.
The sunshine's falling down. Maybe down in Memphis. Graceland's all in light. And in Atlanta, Georgia, there's peace on earth tonight. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing in the pines. Merry Christmas from Dixie to everyone tonight. Thank you.
It's windy in Chicago. The kids are out of school. There's magic in Motown. The city's on the move. In Jackson, Mississippi, to Charlotte, Carolina, and all across the nation, it's a peaceful Christmas time. Christmas in Dixie, it's snowing.
God bless y'all.
We love you.
Happy New Year.
Good night.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!